Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I think it's really important for us to be honest about what we can personally afford during the holidays. This isn't like, you don't just like go into holiday shopping with your wallets open wide and buy whatever. You have to be really honest. Look at last year. You know, how did you do? Did you bring a lot of debt forward into 2023 or not? Has your financial situation changed? And if you are feeling particularly strapped, look for those kind of pitfalls.
Welcome to Everyone's Talking Money podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Game. There's no judgment, no dumb questions, just smart conversations about you and your money. So come on in and grab a seat. Everyone is welcome here. Open, open, open. Okay, you may be too young to remember, but a clothing store named Mervyn's back in the early 90s had some great commercials where people were camped out by their store, just waiting for them to open for the big Black Friday sales day. Now, if you're like me, you probably don't go to the store that often on Black Friday. I would much rather shop online. That is, until I heard what our guest, Trey Boge, our resident shopping expert, had to say about shopping online. Did you know there's a trend now where retailers are charging hefty return fees? You got to hear all about this. So whether you're planning to shop online or brave the crowds to score a deal in store, Trey is sharing all of her Black Friday tips you need to know, including her Black Friday shopping rules to get the best buys, her favorite shopping browser extensions to save money like PayPal Honey. That is one of my personal favorites. And most importantly, how to stay on a budget and not go into debt during Black Friday and Cyber Monday. You always love Trey's Black Friday episodes. And this is our third year having her on the show, so I learn something new every single time myself. This episode is no exception. So while you're stuffing yourself on Thanksgiving, shoot this episode out to 5 of your friends or share it online so everyone can shop smart this week. All right, let's start talking Black Friday. Trey, it is always good to have you on the podcast. These Black Friday episodes are always some of the most downloaded episodes. I think, you know, no matter how many Black Fridays there are, right, we always love this content and we forget about all the deals. And I just wanted to ask you, I was reading an article this morning that talked about that this year in particular, and maybe you can tell me, maybe this is every year, but that people were saying that this year they are the most financially stressed around Black Friday that they've ever been. I don't know. Are you feeling that? Is this different than any other years?
So thanks for having me back. It's always nice to be on with you. I am hearing a lot about financial stress. I don't know if it's more than recent years, but it's definitely there. And I'm hearing that people are going to spend conservatively this year, which I'm glad to see, because did you see that we hit $1 trillion in credit card debt in this country?
It just keeps growing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So that really troubled me. And so I'm glad that people are going to be conservative. And I think that sometimes we just need a reset. You know, if we're packing the under the holiday tree and there are gifts for all the kids and everyone gets 20 presents and all those things, like, we create this monster a lot of the time. So I hope people are going to pull back. I hope people are going to be a little bit more conservative. And I hope that people are not going to bring more debt into 2024. That's my hope.
So I know we talk about this in every Black Friday episode that we do together. And I feel like we can never overemphasize this enough. But I'm always curious because, you know, we used to talk about Black Friday as one day. And I remember it being something, you know, that where we looked forward to this one day. And now it feels like it's a month plus. You know, Black Friday deals, I saw them starting back in October. Like, is this is it intentional that we're moving in this direction where, like, Black Friday is just this really extended period of time?
You know, it's interesting because I don't understand why retailers are branding, say, early holiday deals in October as early Black Friday deals, because essentially what they're doing is that they're like siphoning the appeal away from Black Friday. And to my mind, that's kind of shooting themselves in the foot. I guess it's like when you hear Black Friday as a consumer, you're like, ooh, you know, is there a great deal? Let me pay attention. So maybe that's what it's about. But, you know, for the past several years, we've been seeing retailers trying to, like, push the holiday shopping season earlier. And so this isn't anything new. But I think this year and maybe last year were kind of like, okay, it's really happening. Like, the holiday shopping season starts at the beginning of October and it goes all the way through to December. And whatever they brand it as, we can shop throughout the season. We can save throughout the season, but we will have these peaks and valleys. So early October has become a very good time to shop, with Amazon's second Prime Day and then Target, Walmart, Best Buy, Kohl's, you know, everybody else is throwing their deals into the ring as well. And then we have a little bit of a quiet time, and now we're kind of like starting to dip back up. So we have Black Friday coming, but we'll see lots of early deals, you know, depending on when you air. We will see lots of early deals, and those deals are legitimate. I do still feel, though, that Black Friday and Cyber Monday and that sort of weekend in between is really kind of the peak of holiday shopping deals for many categories. And so I do think it is still a legitimate time to shop, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And I was going to follow up with, you know, I don't always know when to push the buy button because, you know, some of my favorite retailers have already, of course, started sending out emails that where there's, you know, 40% off plus 10% off plus this plus that. And I'm always thinking, okay, is this the best deal I'm going to get, or is there a better deal coming? And I never know when to push the button, like, okay, purchase. And, you know, something I wanted to talk to you about, maybe this kind of flows into it, is I know that a lot of people are talking about price matching, and that, you know, if I bought something from a retailer and then in a week there was a better deal on that, I could essentially, through certain retailers, get that price match. But the hard part about that, right, is that I have to stay on top of that. So how do I know when to buy and what is this price matching thing about?
Yeah, it's such a tricky question. Just because, of course, we have this kind of roller coaster of pricing that goes throughout the holiday shopping season. So a couple things that I like to do as I'm shopping. I like to use Honey, which I know you like. It's now called PayPal Honey because it's owned by PayPal. But if you install their browser extension, they not only serve up offers and ways to save, but they also have this really helpful historical pricing tool, which will also pop up, as I'm sure you've seen. So you get a sense of like, oh, okay, this price is very low right now. If the price is very low right now, you're probably in a good position to buy it. But what I would say is like, because this is what I do, is like, if I see it's low, I think, okay, it's maybe a good time to buy. Then I'll Google the item or use Google Shopping or Yahoo Shopping, and they're comparable in this way. The item that I'm looking for will pop up at all the different retailers where it's available, and you see all the prices in one place. And that way I know, okay, I'm going to get it on Amazon because the price is lowest, or I'm going to get it at Target because the price is lowest. And so it's kind of a two-step process for me. And then you bring up price matching, which is obviously another way that you're protected. Many retailers offer this. Target is one of my favorites in terms of their price matching policy. I mean, it's kind of an industry leading one because they do match prices all throughout, like from October 22nd all the way to the end of December. But like to your point, this takes you to go back and ask, you know, and you know, sort of another element of price matching is if you're in a store and you Google on your phone and you see a better price someplace else, you can also present that price to the retailer and then they will often match that price. And so there is the kind of before price matching and then after price matching, but it does take work. And so you have to be willing to do it. I tend to get a little bit lazy with price matching. So I try to kind of get out in front of it and know that I'm finding the best price now and then just kind of not worry about it afterwards.
It's kind of like a great slogan, if you will, right? Like the price matching thing is like, it sounds so great and glamorous, but I'm wondering like how many people actually take advantage of it? Like how many people actually do use the price match feature?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I do think that because a lot of retailers offer it, it must be in use. But it might be kind of one of those things where retailers are like, you know, we want to offer this cool thing. And like whether someone uses it or not, it doesn't really matter. So I don't know. But it's interesting. I was just talking to a friend who is a very avid shopper. And she was telling me about all the hoops that she jumps through just to get the best price. And I was so impressed because she takes it like miles past where I do. She's taking pictures of her receipts and sending them into this app. And like, I have my limits, you know, I have my limits. I will do a couple things and I do a lot of things, you know, and like some people say to me, oh my gosh, you do all those things, but that's kind of where I end. Like there are certain things I'm just not going to do afterwards. And that includes taking pictures of receipts.
How much on average do you get? I mean, obviously it depends on the item that you're purchased, but I mean, is there really that big of a difference that you've found in the pricing? Like, have you ever price matched something and, you know, got a fair amount of money back?
Yeah. I mean, you can, it can be, you could save, you know, $10, $20, $30. It depends because an item might be on sale somewhere else and it's not on sale where you bought it or where you're looking at it. And so you can save significantly. It's just a matter of whether you're willing to do the work.
What do you need? Do you just need your receipt or like what sort of information do you need to have handy?
Yeah. So you have to have your receipt and you have to then stand in line at customer service usually, or if you're price matching something that's on sale elsewhere, you can just do that at the register. You know, sometimes it may take a few minutes. And so you don't want to do that on Black Friday, for example, when there's like a crush of people behind you. So, you know, that's something else to think about. It's like, when do you want to do that? I would do that when a store isn't that busy, if you want to take advantage of that feature, but it is a legitimate money saver. I do want to say that because I think a lot of people are suspicious of it. It is real. Many retailers do it. Many retailers will price match even Amazon and then other competitors in their space. So it is a legitimate way to save money.
I like it because I talk a lot about intentionality with your money. And then I love, you know, I tell everybody I can help find money in your bank account. Like you don't have to make more money. We can literally find something that's hidden in there and then redirect that towards one of your money goals. So, you know, I'm thinking if you're somebody who you don't mind the process of this, you know, when we're talking about debt payoff or just having more money around the holidays, you know, if you get these chunks of, you know, a $10 here and a $20 here and a $30 here, you know, that starts to add up to legitimate money where, you know, it could pay for your dinner or you could put it towards your student loans or whatever it might be. So I really like this because it does take an extra step. Yes, I understand that. But I think also what it starts to do is create this habit of looking at your money from an intentional standpoint and knowing that there are kind of options available to you.
I agree. And I think that sometimes the trouble that people get into through the holidays is this kind of lack of intention. You know, it's kind of the one for them, one for me habit that we kind of fall into during the holidays. And this is, it's totally logical that we do this because we're shopping way more than we normally would. So we're exposing ourselves to many more things than we would normally see. And of course, some of those things are going to appeal to us and we're going to want to treat ourselves. And then what we do is we end up overspending. And so I think it's like these little savings tactics, no matter which ones you choose to use, create that intentionality and that, and so that it removes kind of the impulsivity from shopping. And that way you're much more mindful when you shop. And that way you're less likely to go into debt during the holidays. So I like this whole approach myself too.
And I often tell people like, aim for like 70, 80% intentionality because we know this is not like a perfect game. Yeah. You know, we're going to have those moments where we're just, and I do it myself. I'm sure you probably do it where you spend money on something. You're like, oh my gosh, like I cannot believe I did that. Yeah. But, you know, I think it's great also to allow people a little wiggle room here to do something that you just kind of splurge on or you see the deal and you just got to grab it. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of have to allow yourself a little bit of grace with that. And I do like, though, like when you're creating your shopping list for the holidays with your recipients, and hopefully everyone's doing that, just because it's very helpful to stay on track. But adding yourself to that list is something that I recommend, and setting a spending cap, because that way you're like, okay, I'm only allowing myself this much. Like, how much have I spent so far? You're going to be, again, you know, more mindful, more intentional about how you treat yourself. So I think treating yourself is absolutely allowed. And it's something that we should, you know, allow for ourselves, but don't go crazy is kind of the issue that I fall into. And especially if it's like a buy three, get two free. Like, do you need five? You know, like ask yourself those questions. You know, those, just because something's free doesn't mean that it's fully free. You need to buy it first and then you get it free. And so I think that sometimes people get swept up in that, and I, me included. And, you know, I review products for a living. I shop for a living. And so I literally need nothing. And yet I still go to sales and shop and treat myself. And so I'm like the last person who should be shopping. My friend and I were in LA this past weekend, and we found a 70% off sale at this clothing store. And guess what we did? We shopped and we bought some stuff, and it was 70% off. And we were like, woohoo, we were so excited. But I was like, I literally don't need any clothes. Why did I just do that?
70% off is pretty compelling. I mean, it's just it's like a force of nature where you have to. Are there any, do you know if there are any good apps or any programs or anything you could use if you're creating that shopping list and you're trying to kind of keep track of what you're spending for everyone? Like, is there anything that exists that is
good? there's one that a friend of mine who's a fellow smart shopper, she uses. I think it's called Santa's Sleigh. And that's like specifically for gift giving. I'm a little more low tech, and I just have it in my notes app on my phone. And so I keep it year after year so I can kind of go back and be like, okay, what did I get to everybody and how much did I spend? And so I think it depends on sort of what appeals to you. You know, I have friends who love Excel and hate Excel. And so I have friends who have these like Excel sheets or PowerPoint presentations in one case. And I was so impressed by that. So I think it really depends on like, which way is it going to be? And like, how are you going to do it? Like, if you love the Santa sleigh and it's holiday and fun, like, then do that. Like, I think you, like, it's got to be realistic and doable for you if you're going to stick to it year after year.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money Under Podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. All right, Trey, it's time to play Your Relationship with Money is Game. So question number one, if you had to describe your relationship to money as a cartoon character, who would it be?
You know, what's coming to mind from when I was younger, what my relationship to money was kind of like the Tasmanian devil, like, you know, a huge whirlwind of just like buying, because I didn't know any better. So I don't know what my relationship is right now. It's something very calm and peaceful, though. But the most peaceful cartoon character on the planet would probably be my relationship, because I've come to a certain point in my career where I feel very zen about money. I have a senior in high school. I'm about to send her to college. So my cartoon character will probably be different when we talk next year, because I'll be stressed again. but I'm debt-free and have been for a few years. I'm very proud of that. I've worked my butt off. And so whoever that like zen cartoon character is who I am now.
All right. Number two, how many times a day would you say you think about money?
I would say a lot right now. I mean, if you took out my work, because I talk about money all day, but just for personal reasons, I am, you know, kind of, I'm thinking a lot about sending my daughter to college and when she goes, where my husband and I will go, if we'll stay or leave. And so we're thinking and talking about money more than usual right now because of where we are in our lives.
Question number three, if you had an endless supply of money, like it was just coming and coming, what's the first thing you would actually spend it on?
A really big trip, like a safari or something. Cause I have these bucket list trips that, you know, that I want to take, the Galapagos or like something like that. Yes. I want to do that. And that would take time too. So like endless money and endless time. I would plan a really, really big trip and take like a bunch of people with me too.
All right, last question, number four. What is one money secret you have that maybe you haven't shared with a lot of people?
One that I don't have a chance to talk about a lot is paying your mortgage twice a month instead of once. And it can be the same amount, like you can take your amount that you owe and divide it in half and pay twice, because you save on interest that way. And I can tell you from experience, because I have done this for many years, it has shaved years off my mortgage. Just that simple trick. So that's one of my favorite tricks, but I don't talk about homeownership very much. So it's fun to share that one.
I want to go back and talk about Honey a little bit, because yeah, I am the biggest fan of Honey. I started using Honey after we talked last year. Mm-hmm. And Honey is great. I want you to tell everybody about it a little bit more than what I'm going to do here, but they have a browser extension. And anytime I go to shop online, because I am a terrible person, I do not like to shop in stores. Mm. So when you were talking about waiting in the customer service line for price matching, I was like, oh, like I could feel physical pain. So I love online shopping, and I bought something just last week and I was thinking about you because I put it in the cart and then the little Honey sort of H pops up on my browser and says, oh, there's a couple coupons, you know, and I click the button and it scrolls through a bunch of coupons, and my price of my items went from $100 down to like $45. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. Like, I just think it's so great.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about not only Honey, but like, what are some of the other kind of online, you know, shopping browser extension, things like this that really are great that we need to know about?
Yeah. So, I mean, essentially what they do, once you've installed a browser extension, I have probably five going at the same time, which is totally overdoing it, but this is what I do for a living. So, you know, I like to see like which offers are popping up with which, and then I can kind of choose and whatever, but it creates a very like laggy kind of experience when I'm shopping. But so when you install a browser extension from a deal site, it essentially makes your browser smarter. It works for you in the background as like looking for deals and coupons and things. And some of them are exclusive to that browser extension. And sometimes, you know, lots of coupon sites have them. I do like Honey or PayPal Honey now. Coupon Cabin is another favorite of mine. Rakuten is another one that I really like. So those are kind of my three favorite browser extensions. And I have some others. There's one that actually that's brand new. That's actually very cool, called Give Freely. And this one allows you to use coupons. It finds coupons for you. And so you save, but also a small portion of your purchase is donated to charity and it, wow, at no expense to you. And so if you're kind of looking for ways to donate to charity, like you were said, people are feeling stressed financially and like charitable giving is kind of dropping off right now as a result. So Give Freely will actually allow you to save and donate to your favorite charity at the same time. So that's another one that I just started using and I really love that too. But I would really urge everyone who shops online to use at least one of these. You know, Coupon Cabin, for example, I save on our takeout order almost every time by using Coupon Cabin. I get like $2.50 or $3.50 back just by using the browser extension. And like I said, with Honey, I love, you know, obviously their coupons and cash back, but their historical pricing feature, I really love. They also have a drop list that you can add an item to and then be notified when it goes on sale. So each of them is a little bit different, but those are kind of like my three favorite browser extensions right now.
And tell me a little bit about shopping on apps. So I know there's a big uptick in shopping on TikTok and Instagram and different apps like that. But I'm always wondering, like, is it legit to shop on these apps? Is like, should we be doing this or should we see something that we like and then like pop over and, you know, try to search for it like independently?
That's a great question. So personally, I would find something on an app and then I'll go on my laptop and because that way I can take advantage of any deals with my browser extensions. You know, I just think it's easier to save and do research. Buying on apps is absolutely legit. But some of the brands who are advertising on these apps, you know, some of them are great. Some of them are not. I fell into a little bit of a trap and this is what I do. I bought a few things for my daughter and the products were terrible. And I tried to return them and they were like, well, you can return them, but you need to return them to China and it's going to cost you $40. And I was like, what? I was enraged because it's like, I should know better.
You're like, do you know what I do for a living?
I actually like pulled rank a little bit and I told them what I did for a living. And we had a little bit of a concession at that point. Cause I was like, don't do this. Like, this is not a good thing for me to do. Cause then I'll just talk about it. But yeah, I mean, I think it's really important if you discover a new retailer or brand on a social platform, do a little research first. I think something very helpful to do, especially as you're scrolling on Instagram, go into their feed and read the comments because I discovered the hard way. This is another time I made a mistake on Instagram that this product was not good and their return policy was really sketchy. And so had I read the comments before, I would have seen hundreds and hundreds of comments to that effect. You can also use a tool like Trustpilot. That's helpful. Better Right. Business Bureau is another place to check. Just look around a little bit and see if you can find kind of a pattern of bad reviews. I mean, obviously it's easier to post something negative than positive. So I give, you know, a little bit of grace when I see some bad reviews, but I think it's really important with brands that you're not familiar with to do a little bit of research. So yeah, you can shop on social platforms, but I actually like to find things on social platforms and then vet them and look for ways to save separately.
I like that advice. Yeah. And I'm going to always say like, take advantage of those browser extensions. So
yeah,
I know that sometimes when you're shopping on the apps, there's like a vanity code and the person who is promoting the item gets some sort of, you know, affiliate kickback or something like that. So I totally understand that. But, you know, I always want to make sure it's totally legit as well. And then
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I do want to, just because there are content creators out there who are working really hard and I don't want to like encourage people to take their commissions away. So I'm glad that you brought that up. You know, it is, I think maybe what I would do if I came through a content creator who I followed, I would do my due diligence and then go back. And so that, because this is how these folks make money. And I do this as well sometimes. So it's like, I think it is good to give that person credit. And, you know, just remember if it's a content creator that you've been following for a while and you trust their judgment, judgment. Like, they've done the vetting for you. You know, not everyone is for sale. I think that's important to note. Some influencers will partner with any brand left, right, and center, and, you know, you can't really trust their judgment. But, you know, those legit content creators who have great style and great taste, and, you know, they're doing the homework for you and they're turning down brands that aren't great. So, like, you know, rest assured that you can shop with them and help them earn a living at the same time.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And you talked about return policies. I know that there has been a lot of changes. I've felt this personally where I have gone to return some things from like very established retailers where in the past I could do a free return. It was not an issue at all. Where now it's like, well, you could do a return, but it's going to cost, you know, $7.95 or, you know, there's some sort of caveat. And I'm like, oh man, you know, this used to be free and now I have to like really think about things. But it again, we come back to intentionality, right? Mm-hmm. I have to think about it ahead of time of actually purchasing the item to know, you know, if I'm going to need to return these, like it's not going to be a free return. So I'm wondering if you're seeing this kind of across the board with a lot of retailers where the return policies are changing and, you know, what advice do you have for us when we're shopping to like be cognizant of the return policy?
Yeah. So this is becoming a big deal. And I've done many interviews on this topic. This is a topic I know very well. I read a stat recently that 40% of retailers are now charging return fees. This is becoming wow. like something we're going to have to get used to now. And these, like you said, are big retailers. So, you know, we're talking JCPenney and Kohl's and Nordstrom and, you know, places like that. Or maybe it's Nordstrom after 15 days, something like that. But yeah, before you buy online now, you should check the FAQs or just like, you know, wherever the sort of the general information about the site is and see what the return policy is, because you should not assume that you're getting a free return just because you got one before. And so these things are changing very quickly. Like I said, big retailers and also brands, you know, like H&M, unless you're a member of their loyalty program. And that's an important distinction that I'll mention in a second. Lands' End, L.L. Bean, just brands all over the place are charging returns. And they can go anywhere from, say, $5 to $10. Amazon is even starting to charge $1 if you want to return something through the mail, if you happen to live near a drop-off point, like a Whole Foods or Amazon Lock okay. or Kohl's. They'll charge you that $1, which, you know, frankly, I don't think that's so bad. You know, it's better for the environment as well, because they ship it all back in a truck versus these individual packages. So always check the FAQs, sign up for loyalty programs when they're available, because sometimes you get a little bit of a pass. I would also say just really be really mindful of what you're buying online. I know that you're an avid online shopper, me too, but maybe there are some things that you don't buy online anymore. You know, maybe you see a pair of jeans that look cool, but you've never tried them. Like maybe you go into the store and try them on first. So you're making a more well-informed purchase and then you don't have to return the item at all. So I would say that, and then, you know, returning in store is basically the usual. But if you're returning holiday gifts, you may want to, I would say, don't return between the week of the 26th and the 1st, because that's like, you know, you'll be standing in line and it won't be pleasant. After that, until the 15th, you're usually pretty safe, because retailers extend their return policies from like mid-October all the way through January 15th. But yeah, the return game is really, really different. And if you are a shopper who does what they call either bracketing or wardrobing, where you buy, you know, several different dresses or several sweaters in the same, in different colors, and you keep one and return five, like that's not going to be pretty for you anymore. So it's time to go into the store and try those things on or see those colors in person.
It's funny because last year after we did this episode, I got a couple comments from listeners, all great things, but they were like, oh my gosh, Shauna, like you're ruining my shopping experience. Like I just want to go in. I just want to buy whatever. And I want to be just ignorant to like anything, return policies. Like I just want to not care about any of that. And I'm just thinking of like each year it keeps getting a little bit more complicated, And now yeah. I'm learning that I'm actually going to have to go into stores and try things on. So I'm going to have to go back to like appreciating the in-store. And I don't know if anybody else out there can relate to this, but I absolutely hate the try-on rooms. Mm. I don't know what they do with their lighting. And you know, I see myself from like 10 different angles when I'm trying something on, but I really have to do like a lot of self-talk when I'm walking in there, like, we're just trying on a sweater. It's all going to be okay. Like it's going to be all right. So I'm gonna have to have some sort of like good meditation about that or something.
Right. I mean, isn't that funny though? Wouldn't you think that you'd look amazing in those mirrors? Like they would figure it out so you look like your best. And then you get home and you're like, oh, wait a second. You know?
Yeah. It's kind of I bought these things, but now I feel really terrible about myself. Yeah. I know. I've never understood that logic, but there it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about all of these things. Let's talk about some good stuff. Like, what are some of the big deals this, like Black Friday, Cyber Monday? What are some of the trends that are happening right now?
So this Black Friday, Cyber Monday, I mean, it's looking pretty status quo from a category perspective. So, you know, my rule is generally focus on the categories that are going to be the most deeply discounted in this case. And I feel like I've said this a million times. So electronics, like kind of, you know, your AirPods and your tablets and laptops, TVs, small home appliances, if you want to do an air fryer, a robotic vacuum. Fall apparel, fall footwear will be on clearance. So that's good. And then beauty products are very deeply discounted right now or going into Black Friday. And then gift sets or bundles, it's a good time to look for those things. And the things that I would wait on, and you know, you may see these items on sale here and there, but not as deeply as you will in December. I would say wait on toys, unless it's a toy that's on that hot toy list and that could sell out. So you don't want to take that chance and have a child upset. But I'd say toys and winter apparel. And then things like holiday themed items. Like I said, gift sets before, but if something's like specifically holiday themed or holiday decor, if you're still decorating the home or anything for entertaining, those things will be more deeply discounted in December.
Interesting. Holiday toys. I wouldn't have thought about that, but that's like really interesting to know that maybe you know, kind of pause on those again, unless it's like something that your kid is dying for and you do not want to be the parent that does not deliver on that gift.
Yeah. You don't. So like I always just say, just keep your eye on the toys, but you know, unless you find a really good deal, you could probably wait.
So gosh, we've talked about so much, you know, I'm wondering, leave us with, are there any other kind of smart shopping tips maybe that you use or anything that we didn't talk about today that you think people really need to kind of keep in mind this holiday season?
A couple things. So I think it's really important for us to be honest about what we can personally afford during the holidays. This isn't like, you don't just like go into holiday shopping with your wallets open wide and buy whatever. You have to be really honest. Look at last year. You know, how did you do? Did you bring a lot of debt forward into 2023 or not? Has your financial situation changed? And if you are feeling particularly strapped, look for those kind of pitfalls, like, for example, the office gift exchange, and you're buying 30 gifts for your coworkers or a lot of gifts for your family. If there are sort of little spending traps like that, maybe be the person to raise your hand and say like, hey, can we do a white elephant this year? And then maybe donate to charity as a group or something like that. Like, be the brave one, because guarantee there are other people in that group who are like, oh my gosh, I can't do this every year. It's killing me. You know, so don't worry about being that one. And then I would also say, try to avoid keeping up with the Joneses. And what I mean by that is like, we all have those friends or relatives who are maybe very well off and very generous. And, you know, just because someone gives you a car for Christmas doesn't mean that you can return the favor. So it's like,
wait, if somebody gave me a car, I'd be very happy. Let's just put that out there. Just put that out there. I'd be very happy. Sorry. Go on. Yes.
Same. Where's that Tesla in my driveway? I just think it's like trying, you don't have to keep up with other people. You know, you're not doing yourself any favors by going into debt with a generous gift to match someone else's generous gift. You give what you can. And if someone can't deal with that, like, I don't know, whatever for them, you know, you do what you can do, because you don't want to bring debt into the next year. And the other thing that I would say, if you do have a spending problem around this time, which so many of us do, and you're carrying credit card debt already, if you're part of that 1 trillion, just try to stick to cash or debit, you know, stick with what you have, you know, and maybe learn how to bake or make things or whatever, do something inexpensive. Or, you know, what I'm also seeing is a lot of this growing popularity for experiences, especially for, you know, younger millennials and Gen Zers. They just want to do things. You know, and a lot of them are living with their parents in their basements and attics. Like, they don't need more stuff. So it's like maybe organizing a hike with your friends or a picnic or a brunch or something potluck, you know, like have fun. Remember, take lots of pictures, post them on the gram, you know, make it a whole event versus going into debt over all these gifts for everybody.
We might have joked about it in the episode, but it is no joke the amount of money retailers are now charging for return fees. This can seriously add up. So I am happy to report to you that after hearing Trey's tips, I did manage to take myself into Target and actually try on sweaters I was eyeing online before I bought them. I know, it's like a miracle. I still don't like looking in the mirrors, but I know my bank account was happy for me doing so. So here's to you scoring some good deals this holiday week, but just remember to shop smart. And so many of Trey's tips that she shared in this episode, you can use them all year long. Like PayPal Honey, I cannot say enough about that browser extension. I have probably saved over $100 just in the last month alone. If you enjoyed this episode, again, share it with a few friends and head on over to whatever podcast player you're listening to this in right now. Give us 5 stars, leave us a review for the episode. These reviews really help keep the show growing and help us continue to bring back great guests like Trey. All right, I'll see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.